You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. That's the
spirit. Hello, Peter.
Hello, how's it going there, Johnny?
It's good, mate.
Peter, I'm sitting right next to Johnny. I just interrupted him just as he was asking how you are. How are you?
Very good.
Okay.
And so, have you people heard about this little shenanigans about the parliamentary prayer?
What is the parliamentary prayer, and why does it take
place? I like the sound of it, I'll tell you that much. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
This is where there's, you know, a lot of people are surprised, but Parliament has been opened with a Christian prayer since the day that Parliament began. In 1854.
Is it the kind of thing that every time it happens, everyone's like, why do we do this? But no one really follows through because they're like, well, that was weird last week, wasn't it?
And
then just carry on.
Not at all.
Okay.
It was read by Mr. Speaker. Originally, there was an idea that there'd be an Anglican chaplain do it. And, of course, that was the bit that stuck in people's gullets. And so they demanded that the prayer be one read by somebody who wasn't of status in his nomination.
Okay.
And I mean, I think probably the notion of a Christian prayer was pretty uncontroversial in New Zealand until the 1980s, because I mean, the great majority of people were
Christian is boss,
to some degree
it?
Of another. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And the prayer it was in some ways an offensive and appropriate way to begin the proceedings of Parliament every day. If you like, it's sort of, as prayer can sometimes do, it's like the coughing before Maori speeches, that it's sort of an appropriate way to signal that things are starting in a formal kind of way. Now, I mean, people have said, but this implies that New Zealand is sort of Christian run and dominated.
That's the vibe it's giving me, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, not necessarily really, because, I mean, if you know the background, the fact that they were determined that no religious minister would do this prayer. Do you want to hear the words of the prayer?
Why are we doing the prayer? Yeah, go on.
So.
Give us the prayer.
So, Almighty God, humbly acknowledging our need for thy guidance in all things. This is the version that was revised in 1962.
Okay.
And laying aside all private and personal interests, we beseech thee to grant that we may conduct the affairs of this house and of our country to the glory of thy holy name, the maintenance of true religion and justice, the honour of the Queen, and the public welfare, peace, and tranquility of New Zealand, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, the bit that is a bit surprising, the maintenance of true religion, and I'm surprised that that survived the revision in 1962, but for the rest, do you see what I mean? That it's kind of a prayer that the people will be appropriate and behave properly. A lot of what then proceeds to happen in Parliament is anything but that.
yeah. So is it like a little, you know, someone's watching, don't be idiots kind of prayer? Like, let's not.
Yeah. And it's saying, hey, we're not doing this in private.
Mm. Do we know, this is just reminding me of like, do we know anyone that, like, how many people out there say grace before they eat and stuff? Does that, like, happen around town?
Yes, I think it's very, very much like that.
I haven't sat down and had that experience recently, but obviously I'm kicking in some different circles, aren't I?
yeah. And today, most people would be.
Right.
And that's what makes the prayer a little bit awkward.
Right.
And the wording of the prayer seems odd. And in 2014, there was a discussion about revising it.
Mm.
David Carter was the then Speaker, probably fairly conservative, and nothing resulted from those discussions. But evidently, discussions have rumbled on.
Right.
And I mean, certainly I would think you'd want to argue today that if there was going to be a prayer, you wouldn't want it to be too obviously a Christian prayer, and you certainly wouldn't want to pray for the maintenance of true religion, which rather implies that everything else is false and wrong.
Right.
It clearly was due for revision. It surprised me that it didn't get revised in 2014. But then Parliament is a very conservative body.
Okay. Well, because like if you go to court, you know, and you have to give evidence, you swear on the Bible still, is that still a thing?
You always have the option of making, and as most members of parliament, well, I think it's more than half of the members of parliament do not swear on the Bible, their oath of allegiance. Instead, they make an affirmation.
Okay. So you've got to be forthcoming as to what you believe in. You can't just pretend to, oh, okay, go along with it. And, yeah, sure.
Well, you don't have to explain why you want to make an oath or why you want to make an affirmation.
Okay.
Actually, somebody told me over the weekend that in the Canadian Parliament, they still recite the Lord's Prayer. So that's rather remarkable.
Yeah.
So the proposed revision is, I think, probably not bad. But, I mean, it needs to go through provision. Almighty God, we give thanks for the blessings which have been bestowed on New Zealand, laying aside all personal interests. We pray for guidance in our deliberations, that we may conduct the affairs of this house with wisdom and humility for the public welfare and the peace of New Zealand. Amen. And a Maori version, which probably is more likely to be said than the English version. And looking through the Maori version, it's very much couched. It draws on, shall we say, a Christian vocabulary, but so does, I suppose, the English prayer in a way, but makes no reference to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay.
You notice it makes no reference to the Queen either.
Trevor Mallard has started sneaking in the new one.
Well, what was astounding was that before any agreement on this prayer...
He's just using it.
He starts using it. I mean... He's done a number of other intriguing things like babies sitting babies while they're Willow Jean's prime speech and things like that. And that strikes me as an interesting way to start being the speaker, because the speaker is there to guard the interests and values of the House, and you'd think they'd want this agreed. But maybe that's just the Mallard style. As I say, I'm inclined to say that a prayer like this can be said by everybody, and that if it doesn't refer, you can read it as to your God, or you can read it, I'm sure, a Muslim, or very probably a Hindu. I'm not sure about a Buddhist.
It's adaptable, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a flexible prayer, and I wonder why Trevor Mallard didn't just wait it out and allow the agreement to go aside, because if the Nationals going to make it another one of the items that they're going to kick up a fuss about...
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's healthy for anybody, really.
No, it's not. It's not. Is it hard to write a prayer that just is good for everyone?
Well, it is in effect the earlier prayer with a lots of bits cut out. It's not that difficult. I would have thought the absence of the Queen is very surprising.
Right, right.
Possibly defensible? I don't know. Was that a Mallard special that he chose to pick that particular version? Because presumably this is still in the process of discussion.
He's having a bit of fun. Isn't it?
Well, yes. I'm inclined to think it doesn't strike me as that he's acting a very good Speaker of the House, but no doubt he is having fun. There's ways to have fun, I suppose.
All right, Peter. So,
interesting topic.
Yeah,
yep,
I guess.
Very good.
Does he have to like cement down a copy that then goes somewhere else, or can he just do what he wants?
It will need agreement, because it will need to be written into the protocols.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, sweet. Because if someone's sick, someone else is going to have to read it. You know, if Trevor can't make it in.
Well, precisely. And that's why he really can't do his own thing, but he had.
Okay, thanks, mate.
All right, very good.
We'll catch you next Monday.
Okay. See you. Bye-bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.